J.D. Vance, U.S. Must Stop Importing People Who Support Terrorist Killers. By John Binder on October 17, 2023. In the wake of anti-Israel rallies across the United States, particularly on college campuses, following terrorist attacks carried out by Hamas in Israel, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., is joining other Republicans in condemning the nation's mass immigration policy that has brought terrorist sympathizers to the United States. Since the terrorist group Hamas, which controls Gaza, targeted Israel in terrorist attacks last week, 1,200 Israelis have been killed. As of Sunday, 30 Americans are confirmed to have been killed in the terrorist attacks and 13 Americans are missing, some of whom are believed to have been taken hostage by Hamas terrorists. After the attacks on Israel, pro-Hamas rallies broke out across many major American cities and college campuses, with protesters in New York City chanting "From the river to the sea." At least one counterterrorism expert has said that the phrase calls for the extermination of Israel. Vance, in a Twitter post on Tuesday, wrote that his education policy is that we should stop funding institutions that teach American kids to support terrorist killers, and that his immigration policy is that we should stop importing people who already believe those things. America first, Vance concluded. In fiscal year 2022 alone, the U.S. has provided green cards and non-immigrant visas, including F-1 student visas, to nationals from some of the most pro-Hamas countries in the world. For example, more than 8,300 Iranians arrived in the United States last year on non-immigrant visas. In addition, the United States gave more than 8,000 green cards to Iranians in fiscal year 2022, including more than 800 who arrived on the diversity visa lottery and more than 520 who arrived as refugees. Vance is only the latest Republican lawmaker to demand President Joe Biden make immediate changes to national immigration policy. Senators Tom Cotton, RR, and Marco Rubio, RFL, have called on Biden's top officials to revoke the visas of foreign nationals who sympathize with Hamas. That plan now has the backing of former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, and Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Similarly, Reps. Tom Tiffany, RY, and Andy Ogles, RTN, have introduced the Gaza Act, which would ban Biden from issuing visas to those with Palestinian Authority passports and block the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from bringing Palestinians to the United States through its parole pipeline. Editors note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.